This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Good morning, Oregon. It's Tuesday, August 9th. This is Andrew Thien with a news briefing from the Oregonian and Oregon Live. Tens of thousands of Oregon teenagers reported feeling sad or hopeless for more than 2 weeks at a time. And teens here were more likely to have a clinical diagnosis of anxiety or depression than kids nationally. Those are some of the takeaways from a massive survey conducted of 6th, 8th, and 11th graders statewide in the early months of the pandemic. The survey was conducted by the Oregon Health Authority and State Department of Education. It reached one-third of all Oregon students. Our Children Oregon, a nonprofit group, released the survey results Monday. 16% of Oregon kids aged 3 to 17 have a clinical anxiety or depression diagnosis, compared to 12% nationally. Those figures are estimates, but suggest roughly 115,000 Oregon students have such a diagnosis. There is no one cause for the uptick, but data from the survey showed disproportionately high impacts on BIPOC teens, those who are economically disadvantaged, and those who identify on the LGBTQ+ spectrum. The results showed teens were in a tough place even before 2 years of pandemic life and sporadic in-person learning. A large credit union headquartered in downtown Portland is leaving for the burbs, and it's not clear if the move will be a trendsetter. Officials there are implying they don't need as much office space in the central city. Unitas Credit Union plans to vacate its building on Southwest 6th Avenue, where it's been the anchor tenant since 2005. It's headed for Tigard come 2024. The bank already bought a building in Tigard for $27 million, and the plan has apparently been in place for years. Before the pandemic, some 180 employees worked at the downtown site, but it's plunged to roughly 40 since the pandemic. The new office will be geared toward hybrid work, with employees having the ability to come into the office to finish specific tasks. The new owner of Portland-based software company Puppet started firing 15% of its workforce last week, a move that was in the works months ago. Perforce Software bought Puppet 3 months ago. On Monday, the company said officials, quote, recognize and regret this realignment impacts hardworking and talented individuals, unquote. Puppet's layoffs are the latest in a string of cutbacks by Oregon tech companies, but the state's technology economy appears strong overall. Oregon tech employment is at an all-time high, and the state's jobless rate is near a historic low. Puppet had 500 workers before it was sold last spring. 15% layoffs would total 75 employees. Some workers have left since the company sold this May. Founded in 2005, Puppet was Portland's largest homegrown technology company and played a central role in developing Oregon's software industry in the years following the Great Recession. The story of how Will Vinson built an animation empire and then lost it to Phil Knight, the billionaire co-founder of Nike, is an Oregon saga rich in ambition, creativity, costly mistakes, and human drama. It's a tale longtime Portlanders may remember well, and it's explored in the documentary Clay Dream, which opens at Cinema 21 Friday, August 12th. Director Mark Evans says he would have, quote, loved to interview Phil Knight or Travis Knight, who became president and CEO of the Hillsboro-based Leica, the successor to Will Vinton Studios. Those interviews didn't happen, though, but Evans says that after he learned more about the story of Vinton and his studio, he was convinced it would make a great documentary. Clay Dream begins with footage featuring Vinton, Knight, and their attorneys, filmed during depositions related to Vinton suing Knight, after Vinton alleged he had been unfairly terminated so that Knight could give the company to his son, Travis. Vinton died in 2018 at the age of 70, after 12 years of living with multiple myeloma, a blood cancer. Thanks for listening. You can support our local journalism by subscribing to Oregon Live. Go to oregonlive.com/podsupport.